Deva Sridevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chena Rotamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tata Jaya Mudiraye. Nashtapesha Padeshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavata Tamashloke. Bhakti Bhavati Nashtaki. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 19, Text Number 15, The Perfection of Spiritual Knowledge. Etareva hi vijnanam antatayikena yena yat stityupatyapyayan pasyet bhavanam chigunatmanam etareva hi vijnanam Natatayikena yena yat Stityutpatyapyayan pasyet Bhavanam chigunatmanam Chant Etat This Eva Indeed He Actually Vijnanam Realize knowledge Na, not. Tata, in that way. Ekena, by the one. Personality of Godhead. Yena, by whom? Yet, which? Universe. Stiti, maintenance. Utpati, creation. Apyayan, annihilation. Pashyet, one should see. Bhavanam, of all material elements. Triguna, of the three modes of nature. Atmanam, composed. Translation. When one no longer sees the 28 separated material elements which arise from a single cause, but rather sees the cause itself, the personality of Godhead. At that time, one's direct experience is called vijnana, or self-realization. Purport. The difference between jnana, ordinary Vedic knowledge, and vijnana, self-realization, can be understood as follows. A conditioned soul, although cultivating Vedic knowledge, continues to identify himself to some extent with the material body and mind, and consequently with the material universe. In trying to understand the world he lives in, the conditioned soul learns through Vedic knowledge that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the one supreme cause of all material manifestations. He comes to understand the world around him, which he accepts more or less as his world. As he progresses in spiritualization, breaking through the barrier of bodily identification and realizes the existence of the eternal soul, he gradually identifies himself as part and parcel of the spiritual world, Vaikuntha. At that time, he is no longer interested in the personality of Godhead merely as the supreme explanation of the material world. Rather, he begins to reorient his entire mode of consciousness so that the central object of his attention is the personality of Godhead. Such a reorientation is required since the Supreme Lord is the factual center and cause of everything. A self-realized soul in the stage of vijnana thus experiences the personality of Godhead, not merely as the creator of the material world, but as a supreme living entity existing blissfully in his own eternal context. As one progresses in one's realization of the Supreme Lord in his own abode in the spiritual sky, and gradually becomes disinterested in the material universe and ceases to define the Supreme Lord in terms of his temporary manifestations. A self-realized soul in the stage of vijnana is not at all attracted by objects that are created, maintained, and ultimately destroyed. The stage of jnana is the preliminary stage of knowledge for those still identifying themselves in terms of the material universe, whereas vijnana is the mature stage of knowledge for those who see themselves as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Mukam karoti vacharam bhangam langhayate girim yakripam tamam vande shi gurum jinatarinam om jnana tivrandasya jnanan shanan shalakaya chakshu meditam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. So we are reading from Uddhava Gita, instructions of Lord Krishna to Uddhava. It is an expansion of Bhagavad Gita, instructions by Lord Krishna to Arjuna. So this chapter is entitled The Perfection of Spiritual Knowledge. And the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita is called Transcendental Knowledge. So in the fourth chapter, there is a verse 35, Yatgatva Napunarmoham evam yasasi pandava yena bhutani sheshani jakshas yatman yato mayi. That when you have understood this knowledge, you will know that all living entities are part of me, they are in me, and they are mine. And even if you're the most sinful of sinners, if you're in this boat of transcendental knowledge, then you'll be able to cross over the ocean of material existence. So that knowledge is the one. In this verse, there's so many elements. There's 28 analysis. This is Sankhya philosophy, 28 separated material elements. But there is a one which is supreme. And if you know that one, Krishna says also in the fourth chapter, janma karma chame divyam evam yo viti tatvata chakta deham punarjanma naiti mameti surjana. That if you know that one, if you know his birth, if you know his activities, you will not come back again to this material world. So here there's analysis of 28 elements. In the previous verse, there's a combination of 9, 11, 5, and 3. If one sees this in all living entities, and ultimately one element within those 28, then that is vijnana. Jnana is to know what is the 28 elements. So this adds up to 28, 9, 11, 5, and 3. And I think you'll find out about those later on, what those are, or maybe you already did. But the one element is the most important, and that is Krishna, the Supreme Lord. So if you know Krishna, this is vijnana. So in this class, we're going to analyze what is vijnana, or self-realization, from different angles of vision. Srila Prabhupada, he said that you should understand this philosophy from different angles of vision. So there is a progression from before you're a devotee, and then you go to karma, you go to jnana, you go to yoga, and finally to bhakti. So in the purport, it is said, the difference between jnana and vijnana can be understood as follows. A conditioned soul, although cultivating Vedic knowledge, continues to identify himself to some extent with the material body and mind, and consequently with the material universe. In trying to understand the world he lives in, the conditioned soul learns through Vedic knowledge that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the one supreme cause of all material manifestations. He comes to understand the world around him, which he accepts more or less as his world. So we're in this world, and people who are trying to advance in spiritual life, they follow different paths of karma or jnana or yoga or bhakti. But there are those who don't follow any paths, and they also make spiritual advancement, but by the process of being kicked by Maya. We have chosen the easier path of the process of love, or ananda, kevala anandakanda. So an example is given of